All right, folks, welcome back to the Daily DOGE Report, Season 2, Episode 14. You know what that means.
Deep dive time.
It is deep dive time, baby. And you know me, your boy Caleb, ready to dig into the swamp. And lucky me, the brilliant Grace is back with us to navigate this mess. Grace, you excited to get dirty?
Always, Caleb. I love a good swamp, especially one with this much potential for uncovering, well, let's just say, interesting uses of our hard-earned taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, interesting might be one way to put it. Today, we're going to tackle two topics that might seem like they're in totally different universes, but trust me, folks, they're more connected than a politician to a lobbyist's checkbook. First up, the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, for the uninitiated. They've been making headlines, slashing and burning through what they consider wasteful spending. And second, we've got some serious questions swirling around about where certain federal grants have been going. Kind of makes you wonder if someone left the faucet running in the swamp, doesn't it?
You know, that's an apt analogy, Caleb. We're going to look at whether DOGE is tightening the fiscal belt, as they claim, and then we'll dive into some allegations about federal grants that raise some serious eyebrows. It's all about following the money, right? And figuring out if it's being used wisely or, well, ending up in the wrong pockets.
Exactly. So let's jump right into the belly of the beast. DOGE, they burst onto the scene back in January this year. Trump administration brainchild, of course, with none other than Elon Musk himself on board as senior advisor. Yeah, the guy shooting rockets into space is now focused on government waste. Makes sense, right? Their mission, from what I gather, is to make all that clunky, outdated federal technology work for once, and of course, to get rid of anything they deem, well, wasteful spending. Grace, you've been following them closely, haven't you? What's the vibe?
Well, Caleb, DOGE hasn't wasted any time, that's for sure. Just this past Saturday, March 16th, they dropped a whole bunch of bombshells, contract cancellations, the works.
Yeah, March 16th was a busy Saturday for DOGE and, frankly, for our Twitter feeds. One of the big ones that caught everyone's attention, they canned a $600,000 grant. This grant, get this, was supposed to fund a study on menstrual cycles in transgender men. I mean, look, where you stand on the issue itself is your business, but DOGE called it straight up unnecessary spending.
You know, this one really ignited a firestorm, didn't it? I mean, it speaks volumes about DOGE's priorities. They're laser focused on their mission as they see it updating tech and focusing on core services. And, well, this particular grant just didn't make the cut in their eyes.
It does raise a crucial question, though, doesn't it? How do different parts of the government, different administrations even, decide what's important enough for federal funding? What's a priority and what's, well, as DOGE put it, unnecessary?
Right.
Talk about a difference in philosophy. And then there was this other one, Grace. This one I still can't wrap my head around. It's the kind of thing that makes you wonder if maybe they're making this stuff up just to troll us. Ready for this? The VA, our Veterans Affairs, had a contract worth $56,000. The purpose. Watering eight plants, over 5 years.
Oh, Caleb, you're talking about the one I like to call the great government garden gaffe. It's almost comical, isn't it? I mean, we're talking over $10,000 a year to keep a few ferns alive. But look beyond the humor, and it starts to raise some uncomfortable questions about government contracts and the whole procurement process, wouldn't you say?
Uncomfortable is one word for it. But hey, give DOGE credit. At least they figured they could water those plants themselves, right? Saved us a cool 10 grand a year. But seriously, Grace, what do you make of that? Is that their style? Just going line by line, looking for any little thing they can trim?
I think it does show a willingness to really get down into the nitty-gritty, you know, to scrutinize even the smallest expenditures. Sure, $56,000 is a drop in the bucket when you're talking about the federal budget, but what DOGE is arguing is that these little drops, well, they add up. Across all the agencies and departments, it becomes a flood of wasted taxpayer money.
Yeah, death by a thousand cuts, right. And speaking of cuts, DOGE wasn't done with just those headline grabbers. Same day, March 16th, they announced they were canceling 2,047 other contracts. They weren't small potatoes either. The total potential cost of these contracts, almost $1 billion. We're talking $999 million. And their estimate for the savings from canceling those contracts, a cool $390 million, just like that. And they even gave us a taste of what those contracts were for. One they highlighted was a $3.5 million VA contract. Again, the VA, this one was for Enterprise Mail Management Program Support Services. Seriously, Grace, you'd think an organization the size of the VA could figure out their own email, right?
Well, you'd certainly hope so. But I guess that's exactly the kind of thinking DOGE wants to challenge. Do we really need to outsource everything? Can't we do some of this in-house and save a boatload of money? So just from that one day, March 16th, DOGE is claiming savings of over $390 million, but they weren't done, were they?
Oh no, not even close. They had more up their sleeve. They went on to announce they were terminating another 44 contracts. This time, the total potential cost was even bigger, about $5.2 billion. And the estimated savings, around $640 million. It's like they're playing budget whack-a-mole. And again, they gave us some juicy examples of what they were cutting. Remember the plant watering contract? Well, guess what? Another landscaping contract got the axe. This one's with the Department of Defense, the DOD. $465,000 for horticultural services at Maxwell Air Force Base. Maybe they should just hire DOGE to mow the lawn too, right?
Right. Seems like DOGE has a green thumb. Maybe they can start a side hustle. But seriously, Caleb, it does make you wonder about the sheer range of things the government outsources. These examples show how DOGE is really questioning everything. Do we need this service at all? Can we do it cheaper ourselves? It's a radical approach, and it's certainly shaking things up.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder what else is lurking out there, right? What other contracts are ripe for the DOGE treatment? But it's not just contracts, Grace. They've also been digging into how government departments themselves are spending money. And one department in particular seems to have caught their attention, the Department of Education.
Oh, yes. DOGE shined a big, bright spotlight on the Department of Education, and what they found wasn't pretty. They're alleging serious misuse of taxpayer dollars, and they didn't mince words.
No, they didn't. They went straight for the jugular. They're talking about theft and deep corruption. They pointed to $4.6 million spent on, get this, coordinating meetings. I mean, how many meetings were they having? And then another $3 million on reports that were basically just rehashing old reports that nobody bothered to read in the first place. And the cherry on top, $1.4 million to observe clerical tasks. Observe, not do. Observe.
You know, it sounds almost unbelievable, doesn't it? But that's what DOGE is claiming. And it does make you wonder, if this is happening in the Department of Education, what's going on in other departments? Is this the tip of the iceberg?
Well, let's hope not. But it does raise some serious concerns, doesn't it? About oversight, about accountability, about whether anyone's really watching how our money's being spent. But let's shift gears a bit, Grace, and talk about the border. DOGE seems pretty happy with some recent developments down there.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, how all these things tie together, border security and government spending. But when you think about it, it makes sense. Less chaos at the border means less money spent.
Right. Fewer people crossing illegally means fewer resources needed to process them, house them, and so on. And guess what? The CBP, Customs and Border Protection, they announced that they're closing several of those temporary border processing facilities. And they're giving credit where they think credit is due. President Trump's leadership, they say, has led to record low border apprehensions.
You know, the numbers are pretty striking. In February, the average was just 330 apprehensions per day across the whole country. And even fewer, less than 300 a day along the southwest border. That's a dramatic drop from what we were seeing before.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a huge change. And closing these facilities, well, that's going to save some serious cash. Each facility costs somewhere between $5 and $30 million per month to run. Think about that, Grace. $30 million a month?
Mm-hmm.
They've already closed facilities in Donna, North Eagle Pass, and Laredo, Texas, and also in Yuma and Tucson, Arizona. But they've kept some open in San Diego, California, and El Paso, Texas.
Well, those remaining facilities will have to pick up the slack, but still, the cost savings are substantial. And DOG, of course, was quick to pat everyone on the back for this, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. They're calling it a victory for efficiency. They're also celebrating the cancellation of 21 contracts that were tied to those facilities. Those contracts had a potential cost of, get this, $4.3 billion. With those contracts gone, they're estimating savings of around $600 million. And Acting CBP Commissioner Pete Flores, he was quoted saying the drop in apprehensions was the driving force behind the closures. Fewer people trying to cross means less need for all those temporary centers and all the services that go along with them.
Simple math, right? Less demand, less need for resources. But it's not just the border where we're seeing this focus on efficiency, right? The USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture, they've also jumped on the bandwagon, haven't they?
Yeah, USDA. They're getting in on the action. Seems like Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins has been taking notes from DOGE. She announced a bunch of reforms at the USDA, all aimed at making food processing more efficient. Less red tape, more output, lower costs. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's like DOGE's philosophy is spreading throughout the government. Some of these USDA reforms, they're pretty interesting, aren't they? They're talking about extending waivers that allow for faster line speeds in pork and poultry processing plants. They're also getting rid of what they see as unnecessary data collection related to worker safety. They say it's duplicative and burdensome. And get this, they're even starting the process to make those faster line speeds permanent. All in the name of efficiency, of course.
Yeah, it's all about streamlining, right? Cutting
Yeah.
the tape, speeding things up. And the goal, according to the USDA, is to lower costs for farmers, increase production, and help reduce our trade deficit. Makes sense, I guess. But the USDA wasn't just talking about efficiency. They also had some good news to share about the avian flu situation.
Oh, yes, the bird flu. That's been causing havoc, hasn't it? Driving up egg prices and causing all sorts of headaches. But the USDA, they're claiming victory on that front. They're reporting a 47% drop in wholesale egg prices, and they're saying it's thanks to their efforts to combat the flu.
Giving themselves a big pat on the back for that one, huh? What did they do exactly?
Well, they listed a whole bunch of measures they've taken, helping farmers repopulate their flocks after outbreaks, temporarily allowing egg imports to boost supply, conducting biosecurity audits to prevent future outbreaks, even some deregulation, they say. And they're also talking about increased investment in research and development. So basically a multi-pronged attack on the bird flu and cheaper eggs for everyone, hopefully.
Well, hey, I'm all for cheaper eggs.
Yeah.
That's a win in my book.
Yeah.
But let's move on, Grace, to the other big story we wanted to dig into today. This one is a little more controversial. We're going to do what we do best. We're going to sift through the BS.
Cut through the fake news.
And deliver you the pure, unadulterated truth.
The facts.
The facts.
Yeah.
Grace, the facts so you can be the most informed, most well-equipped, most freedom-loving patriots in your neighborhood.
At your school board meetings.
In your Twitter spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you're bravely fighting for truth, justice, in the American way.
That's right.
And today, folks, we're going to tackle something that's near and dear to every red-blooded American's heart.
Their wallets.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. We're diving into the murky world of federal grant spending.
Ooh.
Where it's going, who's getting it, and most importantly, whether anyone is brave enough to try and fix the damn thing.
It's a big one.
It's a big one.
Big government. Lots of money. Your money.
Your money? Exactly right. So, Grace, you've been looking at the documents. What are we seeing here? What are the big takeaways?
Well, it seems like we've got two really interesting sides to this story. First off, we've got some serious questions being raised about where some of this federal grant money has been going.
Ooh, that's never good.
Never good. And second, we've got some evidence of actual concrete steps to reform how that money gets spent.
So basically, we're looking at leaks in the system and someone grabbing a wrench and trying to plug them.
And not just any wrench, Caleb.
What's that?
A big, beautiful, American-made wrench.
I like the sound of that.
Forged in the fires of freedom.
Uh-huh. All right, Grace, you're on a roll today. Let's keep it going. Let's start with the leaks. What did we find out about where this money's been allegedly going?
So one of our key sources here is this amazing researcher named Angela Vander Plummen. She's been doing some serious digging.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart. Into how federal grants have been handed out, and what she's uncovered is pretty shocking. Basically, she's claiming that tons of this grant money allegedly went to organizations with some really, really concerning connections.
All right, hold on. Stop right there, Grace.
Yeah.
When you say concerning, what do you mean? Give us the specifics laid on us.
All right, so Vander Plum, she specifically calls out groups that she links to the Muslim Brotherhood. Islamic institutes that she says have ties to terrorist activities, even mosques that are connected to the Holy Land Foundation trial or have imams who have been linked to terrorism. And it's not just like a vague connection she's naming names for.
Oh.
This is serious stuff.
So this isn't just like some partisan hit job, is it? This isn't just Republicans pointing fingers at Democrats.
No, not at all. In fact, Vander Plum is very clear about this in her work. She says that these grants were allegedly being given out both before and after the Trump administration.
Interesting. So this is a problem that goes way back.
Looks like you're...
So here's what I don't get, Grace. We all remember President Trump's stance on funding for these types of groups. It was a big part of his platform, right? So how in the world did these organizations allegedly get access to federal money again?
That's the million-dollar question, Caleb. And the answer, according to Vander Plum's research, is pretty unsettling. Remember those COVID relief grants?
Oh, yeah, the trillions of dollars they were just throwing around like confetti.
Right. Well, it turns out all that money, all that chaos, allegedly created a loophole. a back door for some of these organizations to slip right back into the federal funding stream.
So they use a global pandemic to funnel money to these groups. That's messed up.
Well, that's what Vander Plem's research seems to be suggesting. It definitely raises some red flags.
It does. Do you have any specific examples of organizations that she mentions receiving this money? Like names, dates, dollar amounts?
Sure. She specifically mentions the Bridgeview Mosque Foundation. She found that they reportedly received over $300,000 in 2020 and another $220,000 in 2021. That's over $500,000 in federal grants allegedly going to a group with some very questionable connections.
Wow, $500,000. That's not chump change, Grace.
No, it's not. And it really makes you wonder about the level of oversight that was happening or maybe not happening back then.
Well, and here's the thing. Most people, when they hear about these kinds of groups, they probably assume that the money is coming from overseas, right?
Right.
Foreign governments, shady donors, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's the common assumption for sure.
But Vander Plem's research is painting a different picture, isn't it?
It is. She's saying that a big chunk of the money is coming from us, the American taxpayer. It's our money that's allegedly funding these organizations through these federal grants. It's a detail that I think should make everyone stop and think.
It should. So that gives us a pretty good picture of the problem, the alleged leaks in the system. If her research is right, it means our own tax dollars are potentially funding some pretty unsavory characters.
Yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow, isn't it? To think that our hard-earned money might be going to support groups that are hostile to our values or worse.
So here we are, Grace. Two seemingly unrelated stories, but both pointing to the same fundamental problem. A lack of transparency and accountability in how our government spends our money. On one hand, we've got DOGE trying to root out waste and inefficiency, and on the other, we've got these allegations of taxpayer dollars going to organizations with some very questionable connections.
It's a disturbing picture, Caleb, and it really underscores the importance of citizen oversight. We need to be paying attention, asking questions, holding our elected officials accountable for how they're spending our money.
Couldn't agree more, Grace. But let's move on to the good stuff. Let's talk about DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency. What's their role in all of this?
Well, DOGE is the brainchild of two of the greatest Americans alive today, Donald J. Trump and Elon Musk.
Two of my heroes.
Mine too. And they founded DOGE back in January 2025 with one mission: to make America efficient again.
I love it.
Right. So DOGE, they're all about modernizing technology, cutting wasteful spending, and basically cleaning up the mess that the swamp creatures have created.
Swamp is deep, Grace, but DOGE is deeper.
Amen to that. And one of their main focuses has been federal grants and contracts.
And it looks like they've been pretty busy lately.
Busy? They're like a honey badger in a bureaucrat's office. They're tearing things up.
Uh-huh. All right. You know how much those swamp creatures love to spend your hard-earned doge, right?
Oh, they're swimming in it while we're out here working hard, just trying to make a living.
That's why today we're playing a fun little game we like to call the Wasteful Taxpayer Funding Challenge.
It's simple. We've got a list of real and fake government programs.
And your job is to guess which is which.
It's tougher than you think because sometimes the real ones sound so ridiculous you'd swear we made them up.
But trust us, folks. Truth is often stranger than fiction, especially in Washington.
Are you ready to play?
I was born ready. Hit me with challenge number one.
All right, listeners. Scenario one. The government is funding research into turning algae into jet fuel.
Okay.
Or the government is paying for a giant sculpture of a politician's head made entirely of avocados.
Avocado art. Now, that sounds like something those liberal elites would love.
Right, like a giant avocado Obama head in the middle of D.C.
But, you know, algae fuel, that kind of sounds like something they do, too, trying to control our energy. And all this one's a toughie.
It is a toughie, but which one is the real deal?
Well, man, I'm going to go with the algae fuel.
You are absolutely right.
What?
The avocado sculpture is fake news.
Get out of here.
The government really is dumping money into algae jet fuel research. Apparently, they think we'll all be flying around in seaweed-powered planes someday.
See, folks, I told you they're always trying to push their green agenda, even if it means your tax doge goes up in smoke.
All right, ready for challenge number two?
Lay it on me.
Okay. Next up, the government is giving grants to study the mating calls of the spotted owl in Hawaii.
Okay, I could see that.
Or the government is spending millions on a program to teach robots how to do yoga.
Robot yoga? Seriously. That's got to be fake. It's just too ridiculous, even for them. Got to be those owls, right? They're always obsessed with saving some weird creature nobody's ever heard of.
Caleb, sometimes I think you underestimate the government's capacity for absurdity. robot yoga is the real deal.
No way.
They're probably hoping those robots will be more flexible than our politicians when it comes to balancing the budget.
You know, you're starting to sound like a conspiracy theorist yourself. I'm telling you, the swamp is contagious.
Well, I'm just reporting the facts.
All right, let's keep this train wreck rolling. What's challenge number three?
Okay, ready for this one option? A, the government is developing a program to airdrop solar panels into the Amazon rainforest.
Now, those eco-warriors would definitely love to parachute solar panels into the rainforest.
Or option B, the government is funding a study on the psychological effects of wearing Crocs.
But Crocs? I mean, who wouldn't be psychologically scarred after wearing those things? I'm going to say option B is the real head-scratcher here.
Yeah. Caleb, you're on fire. Option B is indeed the winner. Apparently, the government is concerned about the mental well-being of Crocs wearers.
That's why we need DOGE folks free from the clutches of these wasteful bureaucrats.
Amen to that, brother.
All right, Grace, let's wrap things up with one final challenge.
Okay, last one. Are you ready?
Hit me.
The government is creating a task force to investigate the potential threat of alien squirrels.
Alien squirrels? Now that's just nuts.
Or the government is offering subsidies for people to buy electric scooters.
Those scooters, though, those are a real menace, zipping around sidewalks, knocking over grannies. I'm going with option B, the scooter subsidies.
And you are correct. Option B is the real deal. Turns out the government wants to encourage everyone to ride those wobbly contraptions, even if it means risking life and limb. Maybe they should invest in some safety helmets for those squirrel aliens instead.
Well, folks, there you have it. Another day, another doge, and another reminder that your government loves to spend your money on some truly bizarre stuff. Stick with the Daily DOGE Report, where we cut through the BS and deliver the truth served with a side of freedom fries. So, folks, what are the key takeaways here? Well, first off, DOGE is shaking things up. They're cutting contracts, slashing spending, and making some serious enemies along the way. Second, we need to have a serious conversation about what constitutes wasteful spending. Is it just about dollars and cents, or is there more to it than that? Third, these allegations about federal grant money going to questionable organizations are deeply troubling. If they're true, it means our government has some serious explaining to do. And finally, the whole issue of government spending is incredibly complex. We need to be informed, engaged, and vigilant if we want to make sure our money is being used responsibly.
You know, Caleb, all this talk about government waste and potential misallocation of funds, it really begs the question, what other areas of federal spending need this level of scrutiny? Where else are our tax dollars going that might not align with our values or the best interests of the country? It's a question we all need to be asking ourselves. And more importantly, it's a question we need to be demanding answers to from our elected representatives.
Amen to that, Grace. And folks, if you're as fired up about this as we are,
don't forget to smash that like button and subscribe to our DOGE Plus channel for exclusive content and behind-the-scenes access.
And if you're feeling really generous, you can always donate to help us keep fighting the good fight. Every dollar helps.
Every dollar.
And remember, folks, our producer is a service-disabled veteran, so you know your money's going to a good cause.
A great cause. And he makes the best coffee in the biz.
Until next time, folks, stay vigilant, stay informed, and stay frosty.